Find a comfortable position. You might choose to sit up or lie down. If you are sitting up, ensure that your back is straight and that your feet are either planted firmly on the ground or that you're sitting cross-legged, firmly planted in your seat. Once you are settled, gently close your eyes and take a few deep inhales and long, slow exhales. Connecting with the rhythm of your breath, feel your belly rise on the inhale and fall on your exhale. In this exercise, you will be guided through the nervous system, relaxing the nervous system and intentionally bringing attention to the automatic functions of the digestive, salivary, and moisture glands of the body. Continue to take intentional deep breaths. Deep inhales, feeling your belly rise. Slow, relaxing exhales, feeling your body release. When our nervous systems perceive threat, our defenses of fight, flight, freeze are triggered. When these aspects of our systems are triggered, we go into automatic mode. And functions of our automatic system respond in kind. Our heart rate might increase. Our digestive tract might speed up or slow down. Our pupils change, and the secretions of oils and saliva shift as well. The energy in our body shifts to what is deemed essential. And when we are in automatic mode, survival is what is deemed essential. The business of survival can be rigid or chaotic. Our survival system is the same survival system of a wild animal and the same survival system of our ancestors. Take a deep breath. Continuing with your rhythmic inhale and exhale as you conjure up an image of either a wild animal or maybe an ancient ancestor. Connect with this image, seeing this being calmly moving through space, watching them from a distance, as if you are watching a movie. As you observe their defenses, their survival instincts come into action. As they engage their fight, flight, or freeze, you, as you observe this, continue to take deep inhales and slow exhales, observing the stress response in our mind's eye of a wild animal or of an ancestor of ours does not mean that our nervous system needs to respond in kind. Challenge yourself while you see this image to stay rooted and grounded, to stay connected to your deep, even, relaxed breath. chronic stress, and certainly trauma, can trigger our fight, flight, and freeze. In these times, trauma continues to be all around us, and chronic stress now takes many and multiple shapes and forms. When our system is not calm and even, we cannot embrace integration or flow. We might feel rigid or chaotic, finding ways to move back to a state that is flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, and stable will support our integration and support us to find a state of even and calm flow. Take another deep breath, sending it through your system, feeling your belly rise and your nervous system respond. The breath moves through your body like a fluid flowing river. The water of the river is calm, smooth, dynamic, flexible, and energized. As you breathe and feel the river, maybe even see the river in your mind's eye, meditate on the idea that movement is health. Water that is stuck or stagnant is not healthy, just as a body or a mind that is stuck or stagnant is not healthy. Rigidity and chaos are things that would keep the river from being able to move fluidly. Continue to breathe as you conjure up the image of the river. Imagine the river soothing your senses. Imagine the sound of the river. Imagine it quieting your mind, cooling your nerves. Imagine the moisture, the wetness of the river, traveling to all your glands, filling your mouth and eyes with a soothing, cool moisture. Feeling the fluids travel to your joints and organs, bringing with it supple, soothing relief. Just as water feeds the earth, water feeds your inner garden. Imagine the river bringing life to your inner garden. Maybe you see the life coming forth. See the moist, robust body. See the flexible joints, adaptive muscles. Coherent systems. Energized body and stable mind. Maybe you see your garden come to life. What plants grow? What things thrive in your well-watered garden? Bring the palms of your hands to your belly. Feel the river flowing through your belly. Imagine that as you plant your palms on your belly, you are able to plant seeds. See the interaction of the seeds, your belly, and the water. Maybe you see growth. Maybe you see plants emerging in this nourished place. Now bring the palms of your hands to your joints. Maybe you bring them to your knees, or your hips, or your elbows. Feel the rush of the powerful river move through your joints. Imagine planting seeds and seeing them bloom in the places where your joints and river meet. Bring the palms of your hands to your cheeks and fill your cheeks with moisture. Feel that moisture as it rises. Again, imagine you're planting seeds, sowing them in the fertile, moist land of your mouth. Last, bring the palms of your hands to your eyes. With eyes closed, place the heels of your hands right in your eye sockets. Notice how this creates darkness, cool, dark relaxation, a perfect place for seeds of change to grow. Imagine you can see the moist, healthy garden, the moist, healthy soul of yourself emerging. In your mind's eye, allow the garden to grow, blossom. Surround yourself with a healthy, moving river that is feeding a colorful, grounded, rooted self.